Let's do one on Elvin, ELVIN Robertson, Robertson, date of birth 5/1972. This is a 51 gentleman with history of coronary artery disease, pericarditis, systemic lupus erythematosus, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and glaucoma, who has been getting quite weak in the past week or so. Period. In the paragraph, patient is no longer able to drive. He used to be able to drive, but he can only drive no longer able to drive more than 2 to 3 miles. Period. Social, he's divorced, in the process of divorcing, has 2 children that live in Dallas. He's disabled. Medication, leave that blank, I'll fill it up later. Social, he does drink, he does smoke. Surgery, has had heart stents in the past because of heart problems. He does have a history of pericarditis as well as coronary artery disease and cardiomyopathy. Ejection fraction is not known at this time. Surgeries, heart stents in the past, family history of undiagnosed of heart disease, allergy, Compazine, review of system, shortness of breath, weakness, recurrent angina with rest or activity consistent with unstable angina, history of pericarditis, worse with laying down, better when he leans forward. Pericarditis also has left him short of breath and weak. Decreased appetite, weight loss, and muscle wasting. Vital signs, 100 over 80, pulse is 88, respiration is 20. Heart, positive, one positive, still with an S3 Gallop lungs, ronchi and rouse abdomen, soft, non-tender neck shows, slight JVD skin shows, non-oral mucosa with anlesion, logical, non-focal, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Number one, history of a 51-year-old gentleman with heart disease, status post stent placement, history of cardiomyopathy, recent history of pericarditis associated with chest pain, shortness of breath, weakness. Number two, so tobacco abuse. Number three, ETOH abuse. Number four, rheumatoid arthritis. Next number, systemic lupus erythematosus. Next number, osteoporosis. Next number, patient is considered disabled. He lives alone at this time. He's going through divorce with his children living in Dallas, Texas. Thank you.